A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yavama Samach Vav, Yavama 66a, pagination 131. Six lines from the top, we have the privilege of starting a new perek. By way of introduction, there are two different ways that a woman brings assets into a marriage. One is that we evaluate those assets by way of nichsei melug, which is we itemize the objects that she brings in, and they remain hers, but the husband is allowed to benefit from them, and he has to sustain them. So that, for example, if she brings in a field, a tree, a slave, all of these examples can be assessed as nichsei melug. They're itemized. They belong to her. The husband has to feed, sustain them, and he reaps the benefits from them during the marriage. There is another approach of how she brings assets into the marriage, and that's called nichsei tzon barzel. The literal translation is property that is like iron sheep. The Rama explains that this was a typical relationship by a shepherd, where the shepherd would take the owner's sheep, either as a regular shepherd, he doesn't take personal responsibility other than as a guardian for the sheep, and sheep are live items, they could die, or he could take responsibility of the sheep by turning them into iron sheep, turning them into something more permanent that doesn't have the volatility of a live animal. We find this concept by a person who borrows something or borrows money. If you borrow money, you're taking responsibility to return that value. It really makes no difference whether you return the same bills or not. Whereas if you borrow an object, so you're borrowing the object, you're expected to return the same object. If something happens to it, so there might actually be cases where a shoel might actually be potter, absolved, mesa machas melacha, if it dies a natural death. By money, I don't care what happened to the actual bills that you borrowed, you're still going to be responsible to give back that value. So Tzon Barzel was a relationship with a shepherd in which the shepherd accepted responsibility of the sheep as if the sheep were turned into iron. They were turned into value rather than the sheep itself that we're looking at. And therefore, even if the sheep would die, he's taking responsibility. And in exchange for that, he got a special relationship of percentage in the investment. So going back to our topic, a husband, when he takes in the property of his wife, can approach it as nichsei melug. It's really her property, but he supports it and reaps the benefits. Or he turns it into value, nichsei tzon barzel. He turns it into an iron sheep. He turns it into value. And the result is that the product becomes his, but he owes her its value. And they'll write that value into the ksuba, and he owes that amount to her if he divorces her or if he dies before her. That's the value written into the ksuba. Now, what's important for us to understand our Mishnah is that nichsei melug are essentially hers, but he's reaping the benefit. Nichsei tzon barzel are essentially his, but he owes the value to her in return. So the Mishnah presents a case where there was a forbidden union between the Kohen and the woman. Almana l'Kohen Gadol, a widow, got married to the Kohen Gadol. Gerusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot. a divorced woman or a woman who had chalitza married a kohen hedyot, these are all cases that are forbidden and will create a chalala status, a stigma upon her because of this relationship. Whether she's married to a kohen or she's the daughter of a kohen, from the point that she was with this husband, forbidden union, she's no longer in the status of kahuna. She's been defiled, she's a halala, and she would not be able to eat teruma. Our Mishnah wants to know, what about her slaves who would be able to eat because of her normally? What is their status in such a case? So the Mishnah says, Hichnisa lo avde malug va'avde tzon barzel. If she brings into the marriage slaves, if they're going to be malug type slaves, that she owns them and the husband only reaps the benefit, or if they're going to be tzon barzel type of slaves, in which the husband adopts them as his and owes her their value. So avde malug, if it's a case of slaves as malug, lo yochlu bat teruma, they can't eat teruma because they're attributed to her, and just like she can't eat teruma, the things that she owns can't eat teruma either because she has been defiled. She's a chalala. Avdei tzon barzel, however, if you're dealing with slaves with a relationship of him owning them and he only owes her back their value, yochlu, they can eat teruma because they're coming to eat teruma because of him, and he's still a good kohen. Ve'elu ein avdei malug. The definition of avdei malug, that she owns them, is imesu mesu la. If they would die, she would take the loss. Ve'mosiru osiru la. And if they go up in value, she gets the benefit. Afalpi, even though I understand that during the marriage, shehu chayav b'mezonosan, he has to support them, give them food, hare'elu lo yochlu b'teruma. Their status is that they would not be able to eat teruma in such a case, because they're hers, and she's a halala, and cannot eat teruma, so they can't either. Ve'elu en avdei tzon barzel. If, however, let's develop the other case of avdei tzon barzel, imesu mesu lo. If they died, he takes the loss. It's still written in the ksuba that he owes her their value. Vimosiru osiru lo. And if they go up in value, then he gets that benefit. The only amount that he owes her is the amount that was recorded in the ksuba. Hoavu chayu ba'achrayusan, since he has taken responsibility over them, he has adopted them, so to speak, as his own. Hade'elu yochla batruma, they would be able to eat teruma because they're coming to eat teruma because of him. The Mishnah concludes with a more normal case. Bas Yisrael shanises lekohen. If you have a normal marriage, let's consider a Yisrael's daughter to a kohen. Ve'chnisa lo avodim, and she's bringing in slaves. Bein avdei malug, bein avdei tzon barzel. Whether their relationship has been determined to be malug, or if they decided to make them tzon barzel, makes no difference. Hare'elu yochla batruma, they're going to be able to eat teruma, because if they're malug, they're coming through her, and she's kosher to eat teruma because she's married to a kohen. And if they're coming through the logic of tzon barzel, so then they want to eat because of him, and he's a kohen. Either way, it works. Bas kohen shenisis li Yisrael. Conversely, the daughter of a kohen that marries a Yisrael, v'chnisa lo avodim, ben avdei malug, ben avdei tzon barzel, whether she's bringing into the marriage with a relationship of malug or with a relationship of tzon barzel. Hare'elu lo yochlu batruma, they will not be able to eat teruma because the bas kohen, normal marriage with the Yisrael, as long as she's married to the Yisrael, she does not eat teruma, and neither do those who come because of her. One final thought on the topic of Nichsei Tzon Barzel. The way we construct our ksuba and this description of Tzon Barzel is that we do not itemize the items that she brings into the marriage. Instead, we give them a sweeping value and write that value into the ksuba. So it's the equivalent of Tzon Barzal. He's taking responsibility for that value, but the individual item is not being kept track of as belonging to her, with him just benefiting from her item. Again, we do the approach of Tzon Barzal, not the approach of Nechsei Malug. Nevertheless, if the marriage terminates, she has the right to choose those items that she brought in, and they would be evaluated against the value that she's entitled to. Take a look at the Gemara, the last two lines of the page. Itmar, we learned. Hamachnasa shum labayla. If she comes in with the evaluation method, meaning the Tzon Barzal method, he omar es kele ani noteles, upon divorce, she claims, I want to take my vessel. This is something I brought in from my father's house. I want it back. For hu omar damim ani nosein, and he says, I want to give you value. Essentially, it's mine. We agreed that it was a value approach. Hadinim mi, who do we paskin like? And we paskin like the first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadin ima, the law follows her. She's entitled to take back the items that she brought in. And we're going to evaluate them and see how much they're worth and subtract that from the value she's entitled to. The reason is, Shvach Beis Aviha, something that's the pride of her father's house, has special rules. Chazal made in the laws of Ksuba special rules for things that she would take pride in, and that even though technically it was given to him in the approach of Tzon Barzal, nevertheless there's this trump card that she could play called Shvach Beis Aviha, the pride of her father's house, and she could identify that item and take it specifically as her choice, and she has the leverage to do so. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.